Well, good evening, everybody, and you're very welcome to CRY. Tommy Collins is my name. We have a super, super show lined up for you this evening as we bring you part one of a two-part special featuring the Young Musician of the Year competition organised by the members of Yall Rotary Club, who organised some wonderful projects over the year for young people. And the latest of these was the Young Musician of the Year held in the Mall House here in Yall. And we're going to give you a little taster of what lies to come and the very, very high standard of the competitors. And I want you to bear in mind, listeners, that there are two age categories in the competition, under 14 and under 17. And to begin with, as I said, very nice opening for you. We have the winner of the under 17 competition from last year, Helen Rutledge, been introduced by one of the hard-working organisers of the Young Musician of the Year competition, Anne Gartland. Over to Anne.
We have another treat in store for you. The winner of last year's under 17 competition decided not to take part this year, but instead her teacher Colette O'Brien and her parents Liam and Breeda arranged for her to take time out of her busy schedule to be here and play for us tonight. And you are in for a treat. She's going to play the second movement of the Samsung Violin Concerto. So, Helen Rutledge. Big welcome to Helen. And the Lee's Church Company.
Thank you.
Now, listeners, I hope you enjoy that. That was last year's winner of the Young Musician of the Year competition, a young lady under 17 years of age, not 27 or 37, but under 17, Helen Rutledge. Wasn't that just a fantastic piece? And lots more in store for you of the same ilk this evening, listeners, let me tell you. So, again, if you, in case you've joined us, you're very, very welcome indeed. We have a super, super programme for you for the next hour or so. It's part one of a two-part special featuring the Young Musicians of the Year competition organised by the members of the Auld Rotary Club. And the competition itself was divided into two age categories, under 14 and under 17. And we're going to hear the contestants in the under 14 this evening, and next week, please God, we'll have the under-17s. And as I said, very, very talented young people, and I think you're going to enjoy the programme. Now, we're going to get underway so formally, and we're going to hand over to the president of the Yall Rotary Club, Mr. Kevin Walsh, who extended a warm welcome to everybody last Friday night. Kevin Walsh, president of the Yall Rotary Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, young musicians and fellow Rotary Club members, before our competition commences tonight, it is my pleasure, in my role as president of the Yall Rotary Club, to welcome each and every one of you here this evening to our third annual young musician competition. I will be shortly handing over to our member, Anne Gartland, who puts an enormous amount of work into organising this evening each year. We thank her for it, and we thank her for bringing such a wonderful competition to our community here in Yall. This competition, as you will soon hear, gives many wonderfully talented young musicians the opportunity to perform in public. It gives them the opportunity to compete with their peers, but above all, to express themselves and to excel in playing and performing for us tonight. Judging from our two previous competitions, I am sure it would be clear to us all at the end of tonight's competition that each entrant competing here love what they do. They love what they play, and I am confident that each and everyone here this evening will love and appreciate what you're about to hear over the next couple of hours. Thank you to the entrants for entering, to parents and guardians for travelling to get them here. And once again, our thanks to Anne and to our judge, Colin Nichols. I'd also like to thank Dorothy Heapy, who has secured this wonderful venue for us by working closely with Yall Council. And this year, for the first time, our local radio station, Cry FM, will be recording the competition with a view to it being broadcast next week. Good luck to all our entrants. Please enjoy the evening. And just a gentle reminder that there is an interval and there is coffee and refreshments downstairs. And I'd now like to hand it over to Anne Gartland.
Good evening, everybody. Well, Kevin has already said some of the things I was going to say, so I won't repeat them. But I would like to say a very special welcome to our judge tonight, Connor Nichols, who doesn't really need any introduction, but however, I'm going to give you a little bit of blurb about him. Colin retired as organist and master of the choristers at St. Finbarr's Cathedral in Cork in 2007, after 26 years' distinguished service, directing the music and running the choirs. A year later, he retired as full-time organ tutor at the Cork School of Music. He has continued as conductor of East Cork Choral Society, which he has held since 1984. He is also involved in many other activities in the city. He is the official accompanist for the Fesh Matthew, the music festival in Cork. He accompanies for exams and other choral groups, as well as giving solo recitals. Colin was awarded an honorary MA by the National University of Ireland in recognition of his services to music throughout the country. So a very special welcome to Colin tonight. Now, Kevin has already spoken to you about Radio Yall, so this is not going out as a live transmission. And if anybody here doesn't want to go to be part of the programme, if you want to be edited out, just let me know before the end of the night. The transmission will probably go out next Friday on the Tommy Collins Show between 7:30 and 9:30, so any section can be left out. And Tommy also said that if anybody would like him to email you any part of it, just give him your details as well. Now, everybody who takes part in this is a winner, and there is a certificate of participation for each one of the participants. There's a first and second in each category, the under 14 and the under 17. After the first competition, there will be a short break, and if you all go downstairs, there's a cup of tea for everybody, and that will give Colin a chance to go through the results, and we'll give certs then afterwards, and Colin will announce the winners. The under 17 then will start immediately, and at the end of the under 17 competition, we have a treat for you. Our winner of the under 17 from last year, Helen Rutledge, is here, and Helen is going to play for us, and we're really looking forward to that. So, before we can begin, the running order of the and the names of the competition for the first competition, the order that the competitors will appear. First of all, Ava Rose Moher, Dervila Fitzpatrick, Aulie of O'Shiacon O'Biolon, Brian Cott, John Lonergan, Miriam Finn, Maeve Cahasig, Catherine Finn, and Conor Hayes. And the best of luck to you all. So the first person to play the piano is Ava Rose Moher, and Ava Rose is going to play Spiritual by Marion Inglesby and A Passing Storm by Walter Carle. So...
You're listening to a very special programme this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a recording which took place in the Mall House here in Youghal of some very talented young people, under 14 this evening, under 14, under 17 next week, taking part in the Youghal Rotary Club's Young Musician of the Year competition. And yes, as you can appreciate, the standard is very, very high. Now, back to our MC for the evening, and that's Anne Gartland, and she's going to introduce the second competitor, who was, let me get the name right now, Dervla Fitzpatrick. So back to Anne.
Our next competitor is Dervla Fitzpatrick, and Dervla is going to play the guitar, and she's going to play Rise by Jonas Blue and A Million Dreams by Benny Pasek and Justin Powell. Thank you.
Wasn't that just fantastic? That was a lovely young lady, Dervla Fitzpatrick. Can I remind you again, listeners, all these competitors tonight are under 14 years of age, and they were playing last Friday evening and taking part in the Yall Rotary Club's Young Musician of the Year competition. We'll be right back after the short break with lots more very talented musicians. Yes, indeed. Good evening, everybody. If you've just joined us, it's a very special programme here on Community Radio Yall. It's a recording which took place in the Mall House here in Yall, and it features the contestants that took part in the under-14 competition for the Young Musician of the Year, organised by the members and friends of the Yall Rotary Club, who do a fine job in promoting various projects involving young people right through the year. But this particular project anyway is encouraging young people to play and enjoy their music, and I hope you're enjoying their playing so far. We've had two contestants, and we're on to our third young lady now, who's going to play two pieces on the piano. Her name is Auli O'Shukan O'Biolon, and our MC for the evening is a wonderful lady who helped to organise the whole event, and that was Anne Gartland. So back to Anne.
Next person up is Aliyev Oshirkon Obiolon. I hope I got that right. And Aliyev is going to play Invention Number 1 by Bach and Minuet and Trio from Divertimento in C by Haydn.
Thank you.
And next we have Brian Catt, and Brian is going to play the trumpet. And he's going to play the Ave Maria by Schubert and Star Wars by John Williams. And his accompanist tonight is Denise Crowley. So if you'd like to come up and just get settled, take your time.
Thank you.
Now, listeners, that was an under-14-year-old, would you believe that, Brian Cott. Wasn't he absolutely fantastic there on the trumpet? And he was accompanied by Denise Crowley on the piano. And you're listening to a very special recording of the Young Musician of the Year competition, which was held in the Madhouse here in Youghal, organised by the members of the Youghal Rotary Club, encouraging young people to take part in musical competitions and to enjoy their music. And I hope you're enjoying them as I am here. Now, our next competitor is John Lonergan.
The finale from the Sonata in D Major by Haydn, Rumores della Caleta by Albéniz, and Blue Mood by William Gillock.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful playing of John Lonergan there. And again, can I remind you, listeners, that all of these talented young people are under 14 years of age, taking part in the Young Musician of the Year last Friday night, organised by the very good and very active Yall Rotary Club. Always looking for members, by the way, if you'd like to join them. You can see Kevin Welch or Dorothy Heafy or Anne Gartland or any of the other members. They'd love to have new people on board and new ideas. Okay, now we're going on to another lady on the piano, Miriam Finn.
And now we have Miriam Finn, and Miriam is going to play the piano, and she's going to play Prelude in C by Bach, Far Away by Pam Wedgwood, and The Entertainer by Scott Joplin. Thank you.
the excellent Miriam Finn there on piano at the Young Musician of the Year competition. Well, stay tuned because we have the last three excellent competitors and we have the judge then having the very difficult task of deciding who's going to win that. Colin Nichols. So you can be making up your mind and chatting away at home. Who do you think of the nine excellent competitors should come away with the under 14 Young Musician of the Year? It's indeed a very special programme for you this evening featuring the very talented competitors in the Young Musician of the Year, which took place in the Mall House, organised by the members and friends of the Yall Rotary Club, and a very fine job they do indeed. And we are listening now to the last three competitors in the under 14 section here of the competition, and they are Maeve Nicahasy, Catherine Finn and Connor Hayes. And then we're going to hear from Colin Nichols, the judge, who had the inevitable task of picking just one to be overall winner. I think they're all winners, wouldn't you agree, listeners? Meanwhile, back to the music and back to our MC, Anne Gartland.
Next up is Maeve Nicahasy, and Maeve is playing the violin, and she's going to play Presto by Tartini, Sicilian Opus 78 by Gabriel Fauré, and the third movement of Concerto Opus 24 by Reading. And her accompanist is Denise Crowley again.
Thank you.
And next up we have Catherine Finn. Catherine is going to play the piano, and she's going to play The Town I Love So Well, arranged by Phil Coulter, Spider in the Bath by Pam Wedgwood, and Come Time Dun Ot Ete Nielsen. Excuse my French.
That was the wonderful Catherine Finn on piano there, and before her, Maeve Ní Chathaoirse. And sadly, we're coming to the last contestant in the under 14 section of the Young Musician of the Year, organised by the Yall Rotary Club. So, all that remains for me to say is to thank everybody involved. And I have a little list here if I can find it. I want to thank Anne Gartland and Kevin Walsh, president of the Yall. Of the society, and Dorothy Heafy, and all the competitors and their families. And of course, I want to thank you, the listeners. Can I thank here in CRY Mr. Paul Daly for all his editing, Justin Marr, Mr. Paddy Lane, and my own Tommy Collins, my own son, for helping out with the editing there. And of course, Kevin Walsh is the president of the Yall Rotary Club. Try that again, Tommy. The Yall Rotary Club. Well done, Kevin. And Anne was an excellent organiser and an MC. So we're going to hear now two last little excerpts, and that is Conor Hayes, competitor, and then Mr. Colin Nichols, esteemed judge.
But not least is Conor Hayes, and Conor's going to get the trombone, and he's going to play Love Changes Everything by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Fairest Isle by Henry Purcell, and his accompanist is Denise.
Thank you. Can I shout?
Okay.
Yeah. I never feel happy behind a microphone, so you can hear me. Whenever I do this sort of job, I wish I never had taken it on, and I hate making decisions. A couple of you will go home with a few more euros in your hand, and most of you won't, of course. But think about exams and think about competitions. I'm not a great favourite of either, really. You do an exam, you work hard, you may or may not pass. What was it all about? You do a competition like this. Is music really about competitions? Is it trying to say I'm better than somebody else, that sort of thing? No, I don't think it is. I think the point is that because you enter the exam, because you enter this competition, you work hard to improve your standards. So you're not really working for the prize, you're working to improve your own standard. Now, you've all done that. You've all obviously put a fair bit of time into preparing your pieces as best you possibly can. In doing that, you've obviously moved up from the standard you were at before, so that is to your own benefit, no matter what comes out of it in terms of winning. After all, a grade 4 cert hung up on the wall. I hang the few certs I've got up in the lavatory. It means very little in the long run. What does mean something is your own musician, your own pleasure, what you can do musically, and the pleasure you can give other people when you play has gone a step further forward. So please don't lynch me or take too much notice of the winners. I was hard put to choose. I could go for somebody who obviously is, you know, quite new to the playing, but has made strides, because I don't know when they started. If they started last week, then they've done extremely well. If they've been struggling away for 4 years, then maybe not so. But I just don't know that. So I have to go on what I hear here and now. And I'm afraid it's very subjective, and I'm sure every one of you might have come up with a different result. So please just bear that in mind. Do I look for a simple piece, well played? Do I look for a piece which is obviously a good player, perhaps who's got a good technique and is a little bit on the virtuoso side? Do I look for a performance that somehow conveys something to me in the way it's performed? You can have virtuoso performances which do nothing, and you can have a simpler piece played very well which somehow puts a message across and does something to me. So there's so many ways of judging, and I suppose I have my way, and some things impress me more than others. So I just hand over to have the results announced. I'd like to say endorse, rather, what was said about the thanking parents, teachers, accompanists. All have to work hard, all to help you young players, and they all give you their support and their encouragement. And also, I think we should thank the Rotary Club of Yule for having the initiative and taking this competition on and obviously making it work. So, thank you.
Is Niamh?
Maeve.
Maeve. First prize for the third year in your Rotary goes to Brian Cott.
So the winner of the Under 14 Young Musician of the Year, organised by the All Rotary Club in the Manhouse, was Brian Cott.